Let's start. Okay, so the sugya that we stood yesterday, which is obviously linked to the previous sugya of Shtar Zayfa, we have the story of the Orev who makes a claim against the Lova that you owe me the money that I paid the Malva, I did my part, now you owe me the money, and here's the Shtar. We see here that the Shtar that was originally written for the Malva to collect from the Lova can be used by the Orev to collect once he pays the debt. That's the chiddush that obviously is a given in the sugya. And we discussed, of course, the different shitas and rishonim about how you get to the point to know that he's an Arev, how do you know that he actually paid, and all of the various shitas and possible answers for that. That's more for the sugya of Arev in Siman Kuf Lamed. So that's a side point, just to get to the idea that we have this claim against the Lova. Lamaisa, this claim would win for him because he has the shtar of the halva, and that entitles him, once we know he paid, to collect from the lova. But the lova's defense is that I paid you. The Arab could have not denied it. They could have denied it, and he would have said, nothing doing, you never paid me, and he would win. But he doesn't do that. He acknowledges the fact that the lova did pay him, but he counters with the fact that you took money right back, and therefore, I still have a chov over you. Now, the Rashbam's Lashon is interesting. We struggled yesterday. Ki'ilo parata dami. Clearly, this new claim that the Arab is now admitting that it's not the chov that was originally owed the Malva, that he paid for the Malva, that he's coming against the Lova about. But it's the fact that the money was given back to the Lova. This is not a chov that you can collect from the Shubadim. It's a Noval Pet, no doubt about it. And the Shtar itself that he has, that he didn't have to admit that was paid, that shtar can certainly not serve as a vehicle for this new halva to collect mishubadim, certainly not, because it's a shtar shenim choshibuda. But Lamaisa, his argument is that it's ki'ilu al parata. And now we get to the lining up this sugya to the previous sugya. The question was sent to Abaye, Barbida Baravin, what do we say here? And again, let's just speak out. The issue of the earlier sugyas, the Machokas Rabban of Yosef, is now being played out in this situation. So we have the Toveya, in this case the Arif, who has a claim that's bolstered by a Migul. That's what Rabba would seemingly say, just like in the case earlier, where he said Vahashtara, that would win for him. But he turns around and admits it's not really the shtar, but I had a real shtar which got lost, and Rabbah would let him win because you have a migul, and that's all you need to know. If Yosef, for some reason, counters that with Maika Samchis Haishtara Chas Bialma, we don't know what that means because there's so many pshatim. Rav Yosef said what he said. Now we have a similar question. Now, Umay Sabidu Bar-Avin was machriya that the case of money, in the case earlier, Halach Izak of Yosef. His case seems to be analogous, but somehow he's asking anyway, Abaye, tell me, maybe not. This is the question. Is he really unsure of his own sack, or is there some reason to distinguish? But what exactly is the basis for comparison? Because again, you have the migul of the Arif. He could have stuck with the Hashtara to indicate that he paid the Chov and for the Lova, and the Lova never paid him. But he acknowledges that the Lova paid him, but there was this other, he came right back. Now we have to plug in the various issues of the pshatim of Rabbi Yosef before over here. So we start with the Rashbam. The Rashbam's promise of Yosef was Migul B'makom Eidim. What does that mean? What's the B'makom Eidim? The Taina that he wins with, the Taina that the Migul is coming off of, Pashat Pshat, the Taina he's winning with, is the Taina that I lost another Shtar. And the migul is he could have said Hashtara. So what's the Makom Eidim? So the Ritva's Pshat was the Taina that he could have said the Makom Eidim because he's Moda, and the Ki'ilu is Moda Beferish. That means that there's no Nemanis left. Or the Rashi's idea of the Rashbam that the Hashtara and the Taina Hashtara becomes part of his Taina, and since that Lamaisa is not correct, we know for sure he's Moda, it's not a Rashtar. So we're not going to try to fix the Hashtara to mean something else. That it's really the replacement, it's just the shtar for show. At first glance, you look at the hashtara and you know it's rebutted by Edom, it's refuted by Edom, it loses its nemanis. Okay, so more over here. what's the either hashtara, meaning I'm collecting because I paid for you. But it's not so, it's really different, right? It was I gave you back the money, then I'm really coming to the claim. So now you want to make this the claim, it's against Eidim. You want to make this the basis for the Migo, it's against Eidim. Same point, that's the Reshba. Now you have the other Pshatim to think about. Migo Lahotzi. Okay, so again, you have to deal with that in this situation. What does Rabbi hold before? Maybe he holds Migo Hotzi is okay. Yosef says it's not. So what's over here? But then it's identical. Then it's hard to know what the difference would be. Okay, maybe he was checking out whether it was the same or not, whether it's Pesach is accepted. Toin v'chos v'toin, we have some issues with. Toin v'chos v'toin. It's the same, it's a different time. It's not the same mammon, but the answer is, it is the same mammon. As we went through yesterday, the tviya, the claim is money, and you gave me back that money, I give back to you again. It's a new claim on the same money, so it's chos v'toin, that's Rav Yosef. If we learn that Rabbi Bar Avin understood that his psak, he was confident in his psak in the case earlier, but he wanted to understand that maybe this case could be different, and Rabbi says it's not different, then we have to figure out why is there a difference? Why is it not the same as before? And why did Rabbi have to come and say it is the same? So we began to discuss yesterday, and this is also relevant for the next part of the Rashbam with the Rach. There's Shtar Zayfa of earlier, and the Shtar Zayfa over here. And there's a difference. The Rashbam really gives us an inkling. The Rashbam doesn't look like the Ritva, that it was just checking out whether his Pesach was correct. But the Rashbam says, Kahai Gavna Mai, Dulo Domi Kokach Lishtar Milva Dula El, Tabaskin and Krev Yosef, the Hasa Modo Haya Bala Shtar, Shtar Achel Hayalov Nevad, the Lokach Hazel Yosbir Lishus, the Osmezuyev Fumamish. There, he's molded that he had another shtar. But what's over here? Here, he had no other shtar. He had only this. And if it was parinu, it's ki'ilu lo parinu. If he gave it right back, it's ki'ilu lo parinu. What does the Rashbam mean? What makes this different? Does he mean that it's not kunim chashibudo? Want to question into the Rashbam? Maybe that's what he means. It's not kunim chashibudo. Because he took it right back. But it's hard to know. Why wouldn't it be nim chashibudo? Maisa. Gave it to him again. It's a milval pen now. That's what he counters with. The other side, Dilma, Modu Shaparo. It's Nimchoshibudo. And Sachaspa. So what's the first side of the Rashbam? Hard to know. You could say Rashbam just means the first side. It's not Nimchoshibudo. It's Mamish Ki'ilu Opara. Maybe it's what the word suggests, but it's hard to know why that should be so. It's hard enough to say what we said. Ki'ilu Opara. But like, Mamish Ad Kedei Kach, it's not called Nimchoshibudo. He should be able to be Kerf Mishubadim. Hard to imagine. From the Ritva, in the second shot of the Ritva, what did we see? Mishum dahocha inu sheker kol kach kmo beziv. Haishtar chasva bi'alma. There's a sheker. The Ritva's idea before was you can't build a migo off of a sheker. There's a sheker in the nature of shtar zayfa, and there's a sheker in the nature of shtar simcha shibudo. It's not the same order. Shtar simcha shibudo, there was a shtar given over legitimately. There was a chov involved. It's not like there's a false shtar. It can't be used, simcha shibudo, but that's not the same. It's not drained of nemanus to the same extent as something which is mamish mizuyev. So maybe that's where the problem lies. Maybe that's where there's a distinction. If we learn that the issue was Migul Lahotzi, then where does that take us with the Rabbi Yonah? Then we certainly have room to start thinking about these gradations between the nature of the Zayfa before, the Zayfa over here. What was of Yosef's argument earlier? Why did Rabbi think that it's okay? I Migul Lahotzi, Rabbi should also agree it's not a good Migul. What's the Nakuda that Rabbeinu Yonah brought out in the Rush? Because it's not a problem of Migul Lahotzi because your first Tain already won for you. And the Migul is just coming to validate the Shechiyah Rishona. You had the Shtar with Mekoyim. And therefore, that's why it's not a problem migula hotzi. Rabbi Yosef says it is migula hotzi. Why is migula hotzi? Because that first time that you think farzacha, it's not true. It all blows up. It's no longer here, that first taina. You now want to come, you're winning anew. It's not building on before. There's nothing to build on. It came crashing down. Tishtar Zayfa. Rabbeinu Yonah says it was because Kvazacha, because he had the star, and so on. But it all comes crashing down, says Rabbi Yosef. So that's why it's Migulotzi. Now we can understand that our case might be different. Because our case, it's not of the same. Here there was the star that he had based on paying the malva. And the question has to do with now whether the payment that the lover made him, which he admits, was given right back to the lover or not. But this shtar, this krazacha, it's not totally like a chas. There was something to it. There was a shtar that he had legitimately, and he paid the malva, and that's not in dispute. So maybe that, which now he has a migu that says that I gave you back the money that you paid me, is seen not as migul hotzi, because that could be viewed as a taina rishon, it didn't become batel. Where is it quicker to become batel? In which case? Our case or the case before? Where's Rav Yosef's argument? Hi, agmaika samchis, earlier. So we understand why there's a basis to differentiate. I think it's going to be very important when we try to soon talk about the ksos and rivash. I think l'chaira, this will be a very important way to learn the sugya, that this is why Bidibar Avin could have been mistapic in his psak when it comes to our situation. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, I hear very strongly why it's not really the same chaspa that Rav Yosef was grabbing onto and saying, therefore, you're not building on the earlier Zchia Rishona because it all fell apart. Maybe that's only earlier, not over here. Here it's more legitimate, even though it can't work anymore. Okay. Now, this issue of differentiating between the earlier Shtar Zayfa and the case over here of Arva is, I think, what's at the heart of the next Rashba, when we revisit the question of what Zayfa means. Rabbeinu Chananel. And this is what we saw also very strongly in Rabbeinu Yonah, within his own pshat, that he understood Rabbeinu Chananel very well. What did Rabbeinu Chananel say? What was his sheet? Shtar Zayfa means? Shtar Amana. Not Mizuyev Mamish. Okay, so before we didn't know where he was coming from, why he went that way. The Rashbam gave an alternative. Here the Rashbam lets us in on a secret. And Rabbeinu Yonah explained it already earlier, but within his own shita. But what you see in the Rach, and we saw it already in the Rif then as well, it's not that the Rach just felt that the Migu is less likely to be a Migu by his Zayfa Mamish, who said you're going to get Kiyum. For the Rabbeinu Yonah, could be talking, we had Kiyum already. It's not the issue. The issue is that if it would be a Zayfa Mamish, then Rabbi would agree to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's argument would be accepted by Rabbi in a case of Zayfa Mamish. That's what's clear in this Rashbam also from the Rabbeinu Chananel, right? But where does he see it? He sees it from the fact that our Gemara is being lined up with the earlier Gemara. Shaminan mehacha. Because what did Abaye say? Not even like a question in his mind, Abaye said. What's the shayla? Va'atu ta'amrit, tilsa kamas of Yosef b'zuzi. What are you sending me a question, Rabbi Dibar Avin? You yourself gave up sack when it comes to Zuzi. Helchus of Yosef. Says the Rach, what do you mean? That was a case of Mizuyef Mamish. That's why he passed in like Rabbi Yosef. This is a case of Shtash Nimchoshibudo. It's not the same. So what does Rabbi Chananel do? He has to lessen the distinctions between the cases. The case of Tzashim Chshibudo has to be more similar to the earlier case for there to be a Abaye to say, what do you mean? Why are you sending me a question? It's only what you said already. This is Rabbi Chananel where he's coming from our sugya. Shamina mehacha, d'shtar zayfa d'ayirba rab Yosef, lab zayfa mamish, d'hu sheka, v'chi zayfa kasa v'kai gavad d'bihako filo rabba pasa. The Furish in the Rashbam. That Lufidibi Arach, the whole sheet of Rav Yosef, if you begin to do a summary of the sugyas now, and what the implications of every shita. So, what would be an Ashtar Zayfa Mamish according to Rav? So, the Rach would say, he'd agree to Rav Yosef. And this Mephorish in the Rashbam here. And it must be, it's only a case, Kigon Shtar Parua, Shinil Chashibudo, O Kigon Shtar Mana, Shunitili Kasi. The coyotes band pligi rabbi Rav Yosef abayi mashvelei lahaystara kishtara da'ayir bi rabbi Rav Yosef v'amakim et demodid arv depara hadashaklinu So what you have in the Rashban b'shem the Rach is that the Rach saw in our Gemara a giloy to reveal to us that the case earlier had to be something similar, and if it were to be a dramatically different case of Zayif Mamish, then he would have agreed. Why would he have agreed? Because then Rav Yosef's argument would have had more merit, and Rabbi would have accepted it. Why would have had more merit? So now it goes back to the what is Rav Yosef's argument. When Rabbeinu Yonah brought his hope shot of the question is Kfar Zacha, he had the star, and the Migo is only to be strengthening in that Schia already, and Rav Yosef says, no, it all comes crashing down. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this issue again from the Rashbam and from the Rabbeinu Chananu, and he says, now I understand Rabbeinu Chananu so well. And that's a siyua l'masha kasavti, just to get that back that we went through last time without having seen Shtara, the Arba part of the sugya. That's Rabbeinu Yonah in the last paragraph. After setting up the machokas, and what did Rabbi de Bravin say? He said that when do we accept Rav Yosef's opinion? When the Kfar Zacha wasn't the Kfar Zacha of Karka. He's not on the money. He doesn't have the money yet. It was only that he could get it, but then, of course, the Taina got became batel. That's where it's a Migul Hotzi. And then he says, after and that's the psak of Avidi Baravin. Umestava li davka b'shtar amana. Av b'shtar detziru tzayre, even though you have kiyom on these four signatures, lo machzikina le la'ar b'yadi machmas ahushtara, kiven shalegi ashtar liyad miyad balakarka. He never really got the shtar. There was never handing over the shtar from the person who owned the land before. The davka hecha de kasvi balkarka laishtar de yavi biyade de kai de who knew the asagi bahu ara of the tsir lo chashibin alay mursik says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the last paragraph before the olav yadenu teida de mefalgina and bechiyai taima of the dahu arva. It was the same way with showing a distinction between ziyuf mamish and shtar mana. That's what we have playing out in the next part of the Gemara. And so on. This topic, Rabbi de Baravin. How is he learning the Rabbi de Baravin? Not that he wanted to check out whether they agree with me. He wasn't sure whether this is comparable or not. This topic, Rabbi de Baravin, Iyamirim beimigu, afilu apuke zuzi. Afagav, Rabbi de Baravin, gufe pasak kirav Yosef bezuzi. Mishum, the dilma tfei havle muchzik ahayshtar. Kimin the lova shavka lei haishtar nelei machmas lechaza v'lova mimenu. When the lova took back the money, what did he do? He gave the star back, or left the star by the arif. So there's a sense of an integrity here to the process. It's not totally sheker. The lova gave, whether it counts or not, it's not the point, but it's not the same sheker. The lova gave the malva that star. So there's that star that really has, you know, there's something grounded in reality to the arv holding the star for that second chov. Here, the lova shavko ha'shtar and el machmas chachasim alavim men v'hu niyud ha'achzikei ha'idei shtaseh b'chiv ha'mama. But what did Abaye say? Nothing doing. I don't buy that. What did Abaye say? Ela da Abaye, pashit le, d'mikol makam ha'pukim ha'mun ha'avik b'zuzi. It's still not enough of Kfar Zacha. Why not? Because what chesaron do you still have? Ma'isa, what chesaron is still here? Two words. B'chasik ha'vayim. Notwithstanding the fact that there was a little more of a legitimacy to the way it played out over here, but Mechusa Gubayin is still going to say that it doesn't count. Still called the Hotzer. But again, we understand we're playing with subtleties within the same ballpark. And who chiza gadol lemaida moran the star zayfa dahu maisa lav zayfa the staru. And Rav Alfiz of Salkasa, the star that Sirit Sari, Moda Rabba, the Chasna Bialma. And it has to be, even though you have the Kiyum, because otherwise, what's there to talk about? The Kozes, you are Lamasha Kasafti. What am I bringing up for Rabbeinu Yonah? That from the fact that we're discussing these subtleties about the differences between how much you want to say he's considered to be Mechazik, his original Taina, you see that we're talking about situations that are somewhat similar, even though you can still differentiate a little bit. But were it to be a Ziyuf Mamish, there's nothing to talk about. Rav Yosef is for sure correct. This is all the Rabbeinu Chananu. And again, if you want to say it within the Rashbam, you could probably do it as well. But Rabbeinu Yonah does it within his own, with his own shot. L'maisa, I don't know what to make of the machlokes. The Rashbam disagrees, even here. Because how does Rashbam l'maisa hold shtar zayif of before? What is it? Rashbam differs, begs to differ with a bit. After quoting all that, he says, but I think maybe not really near it. To who adin zayif mamish? So exactly why? I don't know. Why Rabbi Chananel and Rabbi Rashbam, what are they arguing about? Rashbam thinks even zayif mamish, there's a basis that Abaye could still say, shrug his shoulders. It's all the same. It's all the same. Doesn't matter. Okay, yeah.
I was just wondering, in the Rashbam, the Ramesel Kiyagav Namai, he defines a shtar that's not nechtav al mal vazu as mezuyif mamish, but when he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel above, I think he says it's not mezuyif mamish, it's just that it's not nechtav al mechir vazu. So are they arguing?
Show me again, in Kiyagav Namai.
Says,
also mezuyif mamish, do a nechtav al mal vazu.
Right, and the first Rashbam,
No,
I mean, in the beginning, it says, Pirsha Ben Chanan, Lav Shtar Zayfa Mamish.
Ah, the top, yeah.
Right, it's not Zayfa Mamish, it's just a...
Kimo Shtar Zayfa, Shlo Nechta V'Machir Zu. No, and here it says what?
It's Zayfa Mamish.
What is Zayfa Mamish?
That it's not Nechta V'Machir Zu.
Is Zayfa Mamish or not?
I'll milk the zoo.
No matter what, if it's
what? You know, are they speaking the different categorizations? What a shtar is nechtav al mechir zoo?
Everything is relative, yeah. In other words, it was not... Here he's saying, what's the mitzvah? A nechtav al milk the zoo, he'll cook it. Right now, he's dealing within his own pshat, probably, not the Rach's pshat. He quotes the Rach afterwards.
So then they're speaking on different terms.
Could be. Now he's talking about the mitzvah Zayfa, that he is Lishitaso, it was Zayfa Mamish. The Rashbam himself ends up saying that way.
So his Zayfa Mamish is the Rashbam's non-Zayfa Mamish, then.
Yeah, okay.
So then they're not arguing.
No, they are arguing.
I'm not sure, because any case of any shtar that's not, any shtar amana or shtar mizuyaf is not written on this.
Right. Either way, there's obviously something about this that's not 100%. It's not mamish for the right. There are three cases. There's three gradations. There's the case of Arav, which is the closest thing that's based on reality, right? Then you have in the middle Shtar Mana. Then you have we forced everything. And that's basically the hierarchy. The question is going to be, what is it that Barida Baravan is looking for guidance to Abaye, and Abaye says dismissed it, any basis for distinction, but he thought there was a basis for distinction. Was it between Zayif and Mamish and the case of Nechma Shibudo, or is it only from Amana to Nechma Shibudo? That's the question between Rashbam and the Rach. Now, let's see how all this plays out in the big Inyan that comes up in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes, the Sma, and the Shach, on the Inyan of Ashtar She Nimchal Shibuda, which is really, the Inyan of Arivas is in Kuflamid, but the Inyan of Ashtar She Nimchal Shibuda you have in Simen Memches and also in Simen Nun Zayin. So I'm just going to give you a little bit from the Mechaber just to know a little bit of the background, and then we'll get into the Sma and the Shach and the Raya that they want to bring from our Gemara. So you have the, in Simen Nun Zayin, in Choshe Mishpat, Sersky says, Asa lishol shtar parua b'toch beiso. And that person is not allowed to hold on to a shtar parua. Once the shtar is paid, you have to get rid of it. You shouldn't. It could be a michshol. So you're not allowed to hold on to it. Shtar, then it continues. This is, I'm actually making the tour now. Okay, but it's the same thing. Shtar, the tour is, shtar shelovabo uparo, ein achoze velovabo. The din is that once it's used and paid, you can't use it to loan again. Now he brings our Gemara. Might as well read it already. This is our Gemara. V'im amar lo lo b'prativ v'heishiv lo hamalve kein haya av hechzartiv loch harim moda shenim chashivudo v'ein agovabo. He's moda. Then the next part, av amar hechzartiv loch b'nei shelo yitovo so shetachlif em li lo batu ashtar b'kach. That's the end of the Gemara that we didn't read yesterday. We read at the end of yesterday's shiur. That's the last part of the Gemara. That he gave it right. If they weren't good coins. That's Simen Nun Zayin. Simen Memches. This is where you have this interesting machlokes between the Sma and the Shach. The question is as follows. The Sma quotes the levush at the end maybe was chozer, but then they say the levush is whatever, maybe said differently the other place in Zion. The snot ends up saying what the levush said initially. The levush they call the ir shushan. If you see the ir shushan quoted, you should know that's the levush. The levush wrote many different halakim of Shulchan Aruch, and he had a different name, levush X, levush Y, levush Z, because of the pasuk in Megillah. Mordechai Yafa, his name was Mordechai Yafa. That was Mordechai Yafa. That's his name. His first name is Mordechai. So Mordechai Yafa, from the Melech, Bulvush, Malchus, Tcheles, Chor, Terzav, Sachrich Boots, the Ha'ir Shushan. So Halavis Amecha. So just follow the track, the words of the pasuk. If you go to the Beis Medrash next time you go, or in shuls, you see the set of Levush. You see one time the Levush Malchus, Levush Tcheles. Bush Achur, and you see the Bush Ir Shusha. So they're tracking the pasuk. Now you learn something, you can impress somebody else, right? Okay. So the ear, they quote, if you see Ayin Shin, someone once came up to me in Shul and could say, you know, what is this Ayin Shin that they're quoting and the Ir Shusha, what is it? So I said, this is the Levush. This is the Levush. I took him to the shelf and I showed him. So, okay. It's Ner Yisrael. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's all right. It's said it. It's not you're doing necessarily. Okay. The Ir Shushan, the Levush, as quoted by the Sma, if you have a Shtar Shenimcha Shibudo, this is what's brought in Shulchan Aruch Memches, Shtar Shenimcha Shibudo, you can collect from Mishubadim. That's a given. Normally a Shtar collects from Mishubadim. Here the Shtar being reused, recycled, for another chov. But the chov it was originally written for, even though it's the same amount, same people, same players, everything, the text was the same. Reuven, Shimon, borrowed, same day even, whatever, everything fits. No shtar mukdamish, right? But, l'maisa, the shtar was already used up. It was already paid, the chov was paid. Now you want to just use the shtar for a new chov. It's a given that from Mishubadim, you can't collect. The shtar normally comes with the right to collect Mishubadim. If he defaults, certainly not the case. The machlokes is as follows. What the Levush says initially, and even though he says backtracks, but the Sma says, no, he's right. You can collect from B'nai Charim. In other words, it has a tokif of a shtar up to a certain point. You can't say parayti. The lova can't tie parayti. The shtar is in the hands of the malva. It was used, given by the lova to the malva for a second chov, even though it has a past history of having been paid for the chov that was originally written for. And now it's being reused, and the malva can now collect for a second chov. And there's a koach to collect from B'nai Charim. And the Shach vehemently disagrees, and the Shach and the Taz are going to bring a raya from our Gemara, they bring it from the Rivash. The Shach says, it's the cut and base, I think I gave you the end of it, but the Shach is Mayrach with many different rayas. Shekim et shenichol shibudo, ein nochoz velova, ayin bi'ir shushan, here he spells it out, not ayin shen, ayin bi'ir shushan, b'tchila, B'nei Chari Gavi. First, he says that you could collect from B'nei Chari. The Achar Kakosav, the Efshad Afim B'nei Chari Lo Gavi. Okay, so Levush backtracked. Ubisma, meaning from the Shach, Yosef Kanbiz, Bisma Herich Lahasig Olav. The Sma is on the side of what? That you can collect from B'nei Chari if you're using the Shtar. Upasak, the Shtar Shinimcha Shibudo, Govim B'nei Chari, Zak the Shach, the Chol Devar Vlo Nihirin Liklav. Okay, the Shach is famous for Dini Maminis. He doesn't like the psak of the Sma, the Raya Shehevi, and so on. They go into different places. You have to deal with the issues in the various Gemaras. Would it matter if it was given over Ksivo Mesira? Technically, if I have a star, can I knock the star to somebody? Let's say he gives it back, whatever. All these discussions in terms of maybe it could work from B'nai Charim, but you can't, but the Shas says it can't. And then you get to the Raya from our Gemara. Here it gets very interesting. What exactly is the nature of this Raya? The Rivash. They quote from the Rivash, the very end of the Shach, and the Taz also brings this. From our Gemara, we have a Raya, Dulo Kasma. So what does he say? The way that the Shach quotes it from the Rivash, oh, yeah, I may as well have yours was a better edition. No, you have the sheet that gave out. He's here to read. Okay. So the Shach says, Shub Matsasi Mash Mashati Tour and so on. Enagoga Shub Matsasi Brivash Shin Pei Beis. He calls him Gankin Bipshitus. The Shtash Nimchoshibuda Lo Govi Kral Fim of Nechorin Mach Masashtar the Kechasva Bi Almahu Kidemashma Perk Cheskas Gavihu Arva the Amale Love. So he has a right from our Gemara. The chen kosav a Rambam zal perk yudalet hilchus malvin. Now the Rambam is a Rambam. There's no two ways about it. What does the Rambam say? What's the lashon of Rambam? You have it. What's the lashon of Rambam? You have the. Was it given out? It was there. Okay, it's good also here. The Rambam's lashon is lashon halacha zayin yudalet zayin shtar shalava bo uparo. In other words, Nimchal Shibud, the Lovabo Uparo, Eino Choser Velovabo, can use it again for Alva, Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo, two more words. Vinase Ke Cheres. Okay. The Lashon, the Rambam is certainly evoking what Lashon? Chasla. Where did Rambam decide to use the Mashal of Cheres? Where did he get it from? That's Rav Yosef's words. Chasla Bialma. And again, it's retracking Rav Yosef. This is Gemara that goes back to Rav Yosef. The Nasa Kecheres. So, for the Rambam, could you use such a document to collect from B'nai Chori? Absolutely not. No doubt about it. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. So that's good. The Chinkas of a Rambam. The question is, what did the Rivash find in our Gemara? Where did he see in our Gemara? What's the nature of his Raya? That in our Gemara, you see that you can't collect even from B'nai Chori. So let's think about this. You could start by saying that, well, because, or else, what's the problem? Why can't the Arav collect? But it's not so simple. First of all, when we say, so it must be, see, it's nothing. You see, you can't collect. Or else, why can't the Arav collect from the Lov? He has a shtar. So, Nilcha Shibuda, so what? But it's good enough to collect from the Nechari, so... Now, when do we have this issue? When is this issue relevant? What has to be a given in order to allow for such a shita that you collect from B'nai Chori? What has to be a given? Let's say the Lova disputes that there was ever another Chov. Just because the Malva, the Arav has it, in case here it's an Arav, whatever, you have to know that there was another chov. So, over here, you don't know. The Lova doesn't agree. The Rashbam says, Lova lohoda lobekach. What's the Rivash doing? Where did Rivash see in our Gemara that you can't even collect from the Chari? The answer is, from both sides, but why should you know that there was another chov? Let's cheshbon together. The Lova doesn't agree. You want to bring a raya from our Gemara, right? Let's track the Gemara. The end of the Gemara is who wins the Din Torah between the Arav and the Lova? Who wins the Din Torah? The Lova. So you say, wait a second, why doesn't the Arav win? If a shtash nimchal shibudo can be used for another chov, and you can collect from B'nai Chori, not just not from the Shubadim, so why can't the Arav win? So it must be that you can't cook from anything. But that's not so simple. Is when are we saying that you can cook from B'nai Chori? If you know that there was another chov that took place, no one is. He doesn't accept that. The Lova says, "I never took it back. I never used it. I never borrowed the money. I never took the money back." So, maybe that's why I can't win with this shtar. No, who counter this argument? But
shtar coming out of my mind, he has a shtar. I mean, he wouldn't have had the shtar otherwise.
That's not true. He had a shtar because he paid the malvin. And the malvin, why did he leave it by him? Okay, here. But maybe it's not 100% a proof. Maybe not in this situation because it was. You know, what do you say?
Amigo.
Oh, yes, amigo. Yes, amigo, he could have said, You never paid me. Right. Yes, Anika. So here's where the Ksos comes in. Here's where I don't understand the Ksos L'chor. But let's take it as follows. The Ksos steps in and says, I don't understand, I'm going to rebut the Raya of the Gemara. Why? Because says the Ksos as follows. The very end of the piece in Memches. You have it. Umashe kasav harivash v'ataz v'ashach. Rivash, tashach, all bring a Raya. That you can't collect from Bnei Chorin. So now we think we understand the Raya, right? What's the Raya of the Rivash and the Shach and the Taz? That since the Arav has a Migo, that he could have done what? He could have just denied the fact that the Lover paid him back and just held on to the Shtar and said, I paid the Malva, you owe me now the Chob that you owe the Malva. Instead, he agrees that the Lover paid him, but he says, Lover, you took it back. So that gives him a Migel. What does a Migel give him? Nemanus to believe him on what? That there was a new mill, but there was a new Havar, that the money was taken back by the Lover. So now he should be able to win the Din Torah. So what's the Rivash saying? So how come he doesn't win the Din Torah? He has a Migel to believe him that there was another Havar. And if you hold that you collect from Bnei Chari, from Hashtar, even though it can't work from Shabbat, you can... So you can't have Nechari. So then, why can't he win the Din Torah with his Migo? So it must be. What do I see from this Gemara? Says the Rivash that Shtash Nimchashibudo can't work for anything. That's what the Rivash is apparently. That's the Ksos is apparently understanding the Raya of the Rivash. Says the Ksos, I'll deflect the Raya as follows. And why? He says, because according to what I wrote in Sim Pei Gimel Sif Kodin Hei, that the Lo Armina Migo Hotzi Bishtar. The rule that we have, and you all know where this rule comes from, right? That we allow a migul hotzi by a shtar. Where did you find that before? Tosis. On this page, Tosis over here, the end of the Tosis. See how everything is interconnected. The Tosis of Sitrai, the Gemara at the end of Tosis, Tosis quotes Mark Suvis, pay hay at the end of the Tosis, and he says, how can that work? The case where they said it was a different. I took the money for a different chov. Meanwhile, that's going to allow them to collect with a shtar. Shtar is different. That Gabi, this is a little bit kigavoy. Shtar makes it kigavoy, therefore it's not called a complete lahotzi. But I added a caveat to that, says Ksos. I wrote in Simon Pei Gimel that the lo arminam migotzi b'shtar eladavka b'shtar de'isbeachrais nechasim. It means a shtar that could collect from what? From Mishubadim. That's where the shtar has a din kigavoy that it won't be called migul lahotzi with such a shtar. But a shtar that doesn't have the koch Mishubadim is not kigavoy. And therefore, if there'd be a problem in collecting Mishubadim, then it'd be not enough to let it be counting as a migo that would be motzi. I will be starting in a go of Mishabdi Havle Migo Lahotzi. M. Cain, then I have a good answer that we don't have to shrug up the sma here. Kevandahu Avasham Ainagov Mishtab Mishabdi, Kiminam Khashibudo, therefore Aina Nam and Loma had with Chakaltino to have Migo Lahotzi. You got this during Seder? This Ksos. Yeah. But let's see where we can start quibbling here. So the Ksos seems to say that the Rivash doesn't have a Raya from our Gemara. The Rivash is tracking, the Ksos is tracking the Raya. The Arif has a Migo to know that there was another Chob that he gave him back the money. So let him win, because now he collects from Bnei Chari. Like any Shtash to Bukhshibu, that works from Bnei Chari. That's the Raya. So how come he doesn't win based on his Migo? Says Ksos, tell you why. Because the only time that you can use a shtar and be able to win with amigo is if it's a shtar that collects from the Shabbat. Otherwise, it's amigo lahotzi. Therefore, you lose, it's amigo lahotzi. Sounds good? So you have to help me out here, but say I'm missing something here. I don't know. Let me ask you another question. Leave Ksos on the side. Everyone hears Ksos' words? Yeah? Okay, I'm not sure if it fits exactly in the Gemara, but let's ask the following. Let's say What's the kasha of the Rivash? Maybe the discussion in our Gemara is about Meshubadim. When the Arav loses his Din Torah, it means he wanted to collect Meshubadim. But he can't. Maybe he cooked it from Nechari. Does that make sense? Could you even theoretically consider such a pshat in the Gemara? Go ahead.
Have you seen in the Rashbam where he specifically mentions?
What does he want to do? What does this Arav want to do when he comes against? What does he want to collect? From
same,
where?
The same way the mom was able to collect.
Right, he wants to collect from Mishabad. Lamaisa, he's not going to be able to. Right? Maybe that's it. That's the extent of it. He won't collect from Mishabad. Maybe it's as simple as that. So maybe Bnei Chori could collect. Like, I don't know if it fits the Gemara exactly in the words, but like, what's the big deal? What's the Raya of the Lubush? So I'm going to tell you, it must be to me that the Lubush had a different kavana in bringing a Raya from our Gemara. And once we go down that path, then I think we've lost Exosus rebuttal also. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the answer is, because weren't the Lubush mean the following? Wrong. If you could collect from Bnei Chori, then you should be able to collect from Mishabadim too. You know why? Because if the shtar has a potential, this shtar shtem chashibudo, that he acknowledges when chashibudo, still has a shame shtar, Gabi b'nei Chori, then what couldn't you call this shtar? What couldn't you call it? What word couldn't you shout out about it? Chaspa. Because it has some validity to it. And if you can't call it a chaspa, then whose argument is no longer valid? Rav Yosef. And if you don't have Rav Yosef's argument, then who do you have on your side? Rabbah. If you have Rabbah, then you win completely. Whatever you wanted to win. You should win Mishabadim too. So I think the Rivash was driving at was something very different than what the Xos seemed to have taken it as. The Xos looks at the Rivash and says, the Rai is, how come the Arav loses it in Torah, he has a Migu? He should at least collect from Bnei Chori? Says Exos, the answer is because of Migul Hotzi. No, something else is going on here. He wants to win everything. He wants to win Meshubadim. He wants to have the Koach Hashtar completely. But his Migul is, he could have not admitted that this Shtar was paid. Why can't that Migul work for him? Because the Pesach was, Abai says it's the same as the case of Zuzi. And what does Rav Yosef say over there? That's a chas. But says to Rivash, but if it's possible to collect from Bnei Chori, it's not a chaspa. So then he has a migu, then everything should work. But now let's look more at the fine print. The Xos talks about migu lahotzi. So migu lahotzi was the problem before, right? So what did Rabbah hold? So let's go to Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's go through the hoops of Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's the machokas about? Not that Rabbah holds migu lahotzi amrina, but Rabbah says no, because it was already a zechia, there was a shtar, a valid shtar, and there was a basis of being zocher ready. So the migu is simply doing what? It's simply giving, being machazik, the original claim that never became batim. Yosef said it became batim. Comes Rabbi Rabban and has a shail over here. What about this case? Is this really the same as before? Is it different? Maybe it's different because over there it was Zaifa. Call it Zaifa Mamish, call it Staramana. Here it's one better than that, or two better than that, whatever it was before. Here it was Mamish originally given legitimately, it's grounded in some reality. Maybe it doesn't just disappear. Maybe there is a thing, there is something that he was able to hold on to even when the Migul comes around. He's really holding on to the original Tain and winning, and it's not a Migul Lahotzi. That was the shaila. Says Abaye, no, it's no different. It's the same problem of chaspa, meaning it all falls down, comes crashing down, it is the hotz. Comes the reverse and says, but if you tell me at the end of the story, we know that there was another hava, he has a migul for that. And we know that such a shtar would still have validity. It could take from Bnei Chorin. Then how could there be an argument that it's a chaspa and therefore everything comes crashing down? Of course it's not true. Of course the migul is not lahotzi. Of course it's all going to work for him. Why is Abai passing that it's the same as before? it must be that it has no validity at all. If it had a shame shtar gabi b'nichari, then of course the svara is of Rabbi is going to triumph over here. Of course it's mechazik the original tie. It never came disappeared. It's still a shtar. It has shaykh. It's emes. You can use it for b'nichari. So the Rivash has a beautiful raif, Mar Gemara. So what's it so say? No, it, because you don't cook Mishabadim, it's a Migul Hotzi. No, that's not the issue here. Because we have to go through the Migul Hotzi hoop in the earlier Gemara too. And we had to respond to that by saying, according to Rabbah, that was the Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat, that it's not a problem of Lahotzi because the Migul is just coming to strengthen what was before. And that Rav Yosef shot it down, but in this case we weren't sure, and he says we also shoot it down. Like Rav Yosef comes to Rav Ash and says, no, but if it's a real shtar for Bnei Chori, then how can you shoot it down? Of course it's going to be a valid migul. So then it's not migul hotzi. Then what is it so saying? Because you can't commit shubadim, it's migul hotzi. To the contrary, it's not migul hotzi because of the internal dynamic of the sugya. If we're going to see the shtar is not a chaspa, then we have every reason to allow this migul to work for him and not have a problem migul hotzi. Rabbi said, do you hear what's bothering me? Maybe, yes. I see good, some nods. Very good. L'chara, I think the Rivash is good. I mean, after all, had the Ksos going to Gemara. If it was sent to Rabbi Bar-Aven, it means there was a reason to think that there's a difference between the cases. So he said there's no difference. Says the request, of course there's a difference. Here it's a real star at the end of the day. Once he has a migul, you know there was a new halva, you know he gave it back to him, then it means it's a real star. So then, of course, you can't say it all falls apart. How can it fall apart? Just like I asked you before, maybe the whole issue has to do with Mishubadin. So then what's the whole kasha of the Rivash? Maybe that whole issue. The answer is no. If it would be a star from Necharin, he should get Mishubadin as well, because he has a good migul. It's not a chasla. So I'm saying, Lamaisa, the Ksos also has to read the Gemara. Why was it a unless, this I think I told someone during Seder, unless the Ksos learned that it was not like he really saw a distinction at all, Ravidi Rav. Maybe he learns like the Pshat that the Ritva says in the beginning, that he just wanted to send for confirmation. So whatever was before, I still don't. Lamaisa, it's still a very big difference. If it's still not a chasla, it should still be different. So I think the Ritva still has a good right. I don't know. Questions? Everyone here, do you have to repeat it or it's good? Again?
Yeah.
Again, okay. Let's go back. Okay, we'll try it. Machlokes, Sisma on the one hand, Shachtaz, Rivash on the other hand, about Shtar, Shenimchal Shibudo, Gove, Nibnichari, of the Gove or not. Comes the Rivash, and says, a raif mar gemar, doesn't explain. At first glance, what's his raif? So we started by saying, well, because the Arab lost the din Torah, why does he lose the din Torah? He has a shtar, shtim chashibu, though he should win the din Torah. But we stop short of that. Wait a second, then who needs a migo? And anyway, the answer is, he can't win by itself. Because who knows that there was a second halva? You have the lova challenges it. The answer is he has an amigo. And amigo allows us to know that there was, to believe him that he gave back the money to the lova. Okay, so the kasha is, let him win the din Torah from Bnei Chori. So I asked you, maybe the whole issue is about Mishubadin. Okay, leave that on the side. So it says, no raya. Because if it would be true, you're proving, what are you proving? What are you proving? That you can't collect anything with the shtar. It says it. So it's no. You could collect from Bnei Chori. But if your shtar cannot collect from Mishabadim, then such a shtar is not going to work lahotzi mamon. Because the klal that Tosis told us, that if you have a shtar, you can be motzi, it's only a shtar that could collect from Mishabadim. And if this shtar couldn't collect from Mishabadim, even though could collect from Bnei Chori, it's going to be a problem, Migul Lahotzi. And that's why the Arav loses, because Migul Lahotzi, that's success. I said, I actually don't understand Pshat. Because Migul Lahotzi was the issue before, but we had to figure out what Rabbah hold, and why Rabbi Yosef hold it is a problem, Migul Lahotzi. And why did Ravidi Rabin send a question about whether this case is different or not different? And if you go the root of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, that what you're going to really superimpose on the whole sugya is that maybe it's not a problem, Migulotzi, because what the Migul is doing is strengthening what you already virtually want. And Rav Yosef says, but you didn't, because that taina got knocked down, and therefore you're coming from scratch to try to win. And that was what was playing out before. And that's the Shailo Gabi Argamar, whether Argamar is comparable to before, analogous to before, or better than a case before. In that vein, the Rav Ash comes in and says it must be that the shtar has no validity even from the Charen, because if it did, then Rav Yosef's argument of Chaspa would not have merit. And then it wouldn't be a Migul Lahotzi, because that itself was part of the Cheshbon in the earlier Gemara, whether it's Migul Lahotzi or not. So what's it, so it's coming out and saying, well, if you crack like Mishul Badim, then it's a Migul Lahotzi. No. If you have no rebuttal of Rav Yosef to quote a Chaspa, then it's not a Migul Lahotzi. And if you collect from B'nai Chari, it's not a Chaspa. So then it must be, the Rav Ash is right, that there's no basis to collect from anything. Better?
I think just one thing I'm a little confused is the how does the Migul part really play into it? I understand, I think, where we started.
If you didn't know that the star was used for a subsequent Hava, then I don't think you could just run with it and say, like Rafi Tainer, oh, he's holding it. I don't know if that's enough. I think you have to know that there was another Hava. I think the Nesiva says this also in Memches. Take a look there. You know, you can't just, even though maybe by a regular Malva, you could maybe trust the fact that he has it, but by an Arev, at least, it's not the same, because the Arev had it from before anyway. So it's not the same as it wasn't like given over to him. Okay, he could have taken it back, he didn't, but it's different, because he had it from before. So holding on to it wouldn't be enough. They asked the Kasha, maybe he should win by itself without a Migul. I don't think it's correct. You have to have independent verification that there was another Hovah, but you have it. That's the Migul. Like Chaim Yeshua said, you have the Migul, now you know that he, to be believed that it was, that he gave it back. One more piece, just for the last part of the Gemara, so we should just finish up. Yeah.
I was asking really just on the Ksos,
what the Ksos thought. The Ksos, I think for sure assumed that it was because of the Migul. Not that the reverse thought you'd win without a Migul, because the Ksos was trying to say Migul Lahotzi. Right. So they ask on the Ksos, what do you mean? He should win without amigos. I think that we can answer for the Ksos very well. No, without amigo he can't win, because we don't know that there was in the second halva. Ah, you have a shtar, doesn't mean anything. The answer is, you win because of amigo, says the Ksos. Ah, the shtar doesn't work for Mishubadim, but even if it does work for Nicharet, it's called Migul Lahotzi. So that's the Ksos' answer to deflect the raya of the Rivash. We're saying no, because if it is considered to be a good shtar from Bnei Charen, the shtar is not chaspa. The shtar is not chaspa, then the Migul works for you, and it's not called Lahotzi. So everything is circular. Again, it's a little bit cheshbendik, I agree, but if you're holding the sugya up to now, then I think it's good icing on the cake to have that maybe we can understand the Rivash and preserve the raya of the Rivash. Okay, the last piece on our Gemara, and then we'll do a little bit of Parsha. Is the Rabbeinu Yonah on the last one of the Gemara, right? So the Gemara gives one caveat. What does the Gemara say? Hani Mili, when is all this true? If he says, Hadris Vozavtinu Minoi. But if he said, I gave it back because the coins were rubbed or overly shiny, Akat Isi Shibudu Dishtar. So then, the shtar is not shnim chashibudo, then there never was a payment, right? Rashbam says, we read it yesterday, itoin arev. The arev would say, not, you just stamped, took it back, it's ki'ilu parata. But he says more than that, ani achzarti, I gave it back to you because I never wanted to accept it. It was not good currency. Shehebishayfi, nishuv tzurasan, they weren't going to be accepted in the market, in the market for currency. Well, Yosin Bautza, the Sumki, Hedim Chashin Yosim Idai, Adain Nimsach, Dain Lo Paro, that Iso Shubu Deshtar, Ki Igutan Lo Pertaida. And basically, he's holding on to his tani. You never paid me. I gave it back to you because it's not good currency. Rabbeinu Yonah asked a simple kasha, so what's the Chiddush? Is there a Chiddush here? I mean, if it never was paid, it was not paid. So then the Arab wins with his Migul. What's the problem? Then it's good. It's not. Then why does he have to spell it out? So he has an added Chiddush here. It's a nearly Dalkamashbala. It's not pshat that it complete was not circulating. It wouldn't circulate. It was, Yotzeh, Mora says this a few times, it's kind of a kimta. Yotzeh ma'deat chak. In other words, you pressure enough times, or you find enough people that you're dealing with, and someone will take it. not going to be so easy. Not people reject it, but here and there, every fifth person will take that currency too. The etchak, it'll get into circulation. It just won't be as smooth as currency that doesn't have these defects. In a case like that, you're not chayiv min hadin lachzor l'paro. In other words, it passes for payment. There might be an extra cost involved because it's shochani to take such coins, so you have to give him an extra token amount in order to cover for the cost of getting it to the shochani. He's the one to change his money to accept that currency, and he'll find a way to pass it on also. I feel hachi, no, but since Lamaisa, the Arv didn't want to take it because it is harder to get it out. If he would have known that this Arab has higher standards, that he wants coins that are going not ideat chak into circulation, so therefore that's also called gonim chashibuda. It's a chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Bach, whether the Rashbam agrees or disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. What does it sound from the Rashbam? That even that would also be considered to be a lack of payment? And then the Rabbi Yonah has an even other, even if it's because he wants even better money, it's also considered like it was not paid. The Rashbam is not so mashma that way. The Beis Yosef, and I think it's in Nun Zayin, is medayik from the Rashbam that he doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Pirish Rashbam Shaifi Sumki Shat Nishtapat Surasan Behedim Nechashtan En Yotzen Behotsa. That's Rashbam. Aval HaRafa Magid Kasa B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. He quotes the Magid Mishnah B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. Shafi Hayomos Yosin Deyat Chak En Shibra Shtar Batel Kim Shohi Makir Behem Mishum Kavo. It's Mashma Aval, that the Rashbam is saying that it's Mamish not going into circulation. And the Rabbeinu Yonah has a bigger Chiddush. The Bach thinks that maybe Rashbam might also agree. And he wants to say, I think that that's the second case of the Rashbam. He says, it's Shaifi and Sumki. So Shaifi means that the surah is totally rubbed out. That means it's not circulating at all. But then what's the other case of Sumki? So he wants to think that the Rashbam's explanation of Sumki would match up with Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yotzen De'at Chak, and that consists with Rabbeinu Yonah. No, that's a question here. How to learn the Rashbam, whether they're machokis or not. Okay, yes, Yaakov.
Two things, number one. Why don't we go from the Ksosis is kind of from what he says in the speech? No, why does Rebush have to agree with that? So,
It's a Rashi but Mitzia also that's Mashman. I think Din of Kigavu of a Shtar is only when it collects Mishabad. And it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. And also for the Bach, doesn't he try to fit the Torah into the Torah and
yeah.
So that means he's saying that they're disagreeing, no?
He says further. He does say. He said, "Yeah, in the tour. What does he want to say in the tour?
The double
lesson
of the tour is.
What's the lesson of the tour? Tobos Osha Tachlif and Li. So one is that's the second is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Tachlif and Li means I'm holding to a high standard. Right, but and that's what he thinks me and Rashbam also. I think was the second case. Yeah." Mixes for him. Neshaloy Tobos Osha Tachlif and Li. Vok Tani Elchad Adainu Sumki. Okay, yes, he wants to work it out that there's not a machokas. Yeah. Okay, a bit on the parsha. Yeah? Okay.